Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Thank you for joining us once again for our Sunday announcement of this week's Great Rosary Campaign. We know we're in dark times, confusing times, and in times like that, we need to fight evil with the best weapons at our disposal. Among the best weapons at our disposal is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I wear mine wherever I go. I have been for years. By praying it faithfully, I've seen so many conversions to the Catholic faith. And not just conversions to the faith, but moral renovation, including myself. Sins that I thought would be hampering me for the rest of my life, and there are still temptations, but many of those sins have gone away. And why? Because nobody desires holiness among God's children more than the Mother of God, Our Lady. So the Great Rosary Campaign is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. Every week, as you've seen, we are announcing a weekly call to pray for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. And you can sign up to receive updates in your inbox at greatrosarycampaign.com. So for this week's Great Rosary Campaign, I'd like for us to pray for Sean Ryan, the famous podcast host. He's kind of like becoming a new Joe Rogan. In some ways, I think he's better. And the suggested penance this week is, again, like we've done many weeks, adoration. Before the Blessed Eucharist, go to a holy hour or something to that effect. The reason why is because all these Great Rosary Campaigns, whether it's for people who are not Catholic or for fallen away Catholics, it's all about coming home to the Eucharist, right? And so Sean is a baptized Catholic. He has referenced numerous times that he was raised Catholic. He's also referenced in a number of places that he didn't really know his faith very well, which unfortunately is all too common among Catholics. So Sean is a military man as well. Thank you for your service, Sean, if you're seeing this video. He hosts some fantastic discussions with truly fascinating people on fascinating topics, that's for sure. So, but we want Sean to come back home. And if he comes back home to the Catholic Church, we want him to be able to understand what exactly the Catholic faith is. So Sean, if we can ever help you do that, again, doesn't have to be me, happy to connect you with other great Catholics who would be very excited to go through the fullness of the truth of the Catholic faith. I know there are a lot of myths out there. I'm a former Protestant, so I was not raised Catholic. I came into the Catholic Church when I was 31 years old. I'm now 36. And so we would welcome the opportunity to dive into that with you if that is of interest to you. But in any event, even if it's not, we are going to be praying this whole week for you on the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Mother, and we will behold and adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, on your behalf as well. So thank you for what you're doing, and I hope that we get to talk about this in more detail at some point. So over the last 1,000 years, countless popes and saints have recommended the Holy Rosary for three basic reasons. One, to keep the faith. So if you pray the Rosary, very unlikely, if not certain, to not fall into heresy. For repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions to the Catholic faith. That's the whole reason we're doing this Great Rosary Campaign. And I want to remind you that there are 6 biblical themes for this Great Rosary Campaign, and I want to list them out for you. The first one is, it's about praying for our brethren. So we've been praying for fallen away Catholics, and so that's what we're going to keep doing. We pray for our brethren. This is what Scripture clearly commands. The second one is we pray for our enemies. Obviously, Jesus famously told us to love our enemies and to pray for them, and the apostles commanded the same thing. So we're praying for our enemies, which include those who are not Catholic, who frankly attack the Catholic Church and try to besmirch the Catholic faith. And so that's why we pray for them as well. The third one is we pray for our leaders and those in authority. So that's political leaders, ecclesial leaders, leaders of universities and companies and influential organizations. And so we need to keep doing that because there's a lot of influence to be had in those areas and they have an immense impact on our culture. The fourth principle is that we go into battle with the Ark. Now, in the Old Testament, the Israelites circled around Jericho for 7 days, and they did so with the Ark of the Covenant. And on the 7th day, they blew the ram's horn, and the walls came crumbling down. So when we start these Great Rosary Campaigns on Sunday, and we end on Saturday, that's a 7-day period of time. We're praying the Rosary every day, and the Rosary belongs to the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady. As the old ark held the manna, the staff of Moses, and the tablets of the law, the new ark holds the law, the living law, Jesus Christ, the chief priest, and the manna from heaven, the bread from heaven, who we receive every day on the altars of the Catholic Church through the Holy Eucharist. So when we're doing this Great Rosary Campaign, we are going into battle with the new Ark of the Covenant. So remember that. The fifth biblical principle is that we need to remember that evangelism and apologetics is not just arguments. It actually consists, I would argue, of 4 basic ingredients. The first one is love. And love is loving creatures for the sake of the love of God. And so before you get into any arguments, you got to make sure your heart's in the right place, a posture of love toward those we are trying to convince of the faith. The second one is arguments. And that requires, you know, reading up, making sure you're presenting your opponent's best case, that you're making good arguments, that you're presenting the faith accurately. But the third one is prayer. And the fourth one is penance. These are the two wings upon which our requests are brought to God in the most powerful way possible. Many church fathers talk about it. Many saints talk about it. Prayer and penance, particularly fasting, is incredibly important. And we can always do those things for the people we wish to see come to or come back to the Catholic faith, whether they want us to or not. It's a great act of love we can do for them. So love, arguments, prayer, and penance. If we're not doing all four of those things for the people we wish to see come to or come back to the Catholic faith, we're selling our faith short and we're not using all the wonderful spiritual weapons that our Lord has given us in his church. And sixth and finally, the principle is returning good for evil. I know many of you, if you talk about Our Lady, if you talk about the Rosary, if you talk about anything Catholic, you're going to get all sorts of slanders about engaging in idolatry, that we believe Mary is a goddess and whatnot. All of that is false. We know it's false. And so my recommendation, if you're engaging in this Great Rosary campaign, and just throughout your life, if you hear things like that from Protestants or even other non-Catholics, return good for evil. Express a kind word. Pray for them. Don't return, you know, the venom for the venom, okay? Return good for evil. It's a solidly established biblical principle. And so when we're doing this Great Rosary campaign, please keep that in mind. Especially when mentioning the Rosary and Our Lady, because Our Lady would certainly not return venom for venom. She would return great love for any great venom sent her way, as we saw her do in Scripture, and we've known she's done throughout church history. With that, we'll end with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.